Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you.
Traditional vanilla is always the best seller. We do a peanut butter and jelly ice cream, which has become very popular. Watermelon sherbet and root beer sherbet in the summertime. We do a thin mint ice cream made with Girl Scout cookies. It's become very popular.
Is your mouth watering yet? That was Robert Zottner, who owns Tollgate Ice Cream in Slingerlands. You might miss it if you drive through the Albany County hamlet too quickly. Slingerlands is home to two places where people stop to take respite from hot summer days and gather to enjoy warm evenings. Ross's ice cream stand has been around since 1942. Originally called Martin's and stationed at Elm Avenue, the shack was purchased by the Ross family in 1950, was later moved to New Scotland Road, and went through several owners until eventually falling into the hands of the six Trefoletti sisters around 25 years ago. Christina Trefoletti is busily gearing up for the traditional spring opening.
I open the first week of May, and I stay open till October, which is like pretty much a month later than everyone else.
Like many roadside stands dating back to the mid-20th century, Ross's serves soft ice cream and old-school hamburgers. Trefoletti says people drop by for both.
Our soft ice cream is a very high-quality product. We take incredibly good care of our machine. Our burgers, we get them fresh from right down the street from a local butcher, Falvo's. My father owns Star Supermarket, and originally he supplied the burgers. And then when he sold out, he sold his burger-making machine to Falvo, hence how I got Falvo.
For seafood lovers, there's fresh fish.
We cut it. We bread it. It's not frozen. We do it all ourselves.
Trefoletti adds the secret to quality food is that everything is fresh and real, the way folks expected it to be back in a less complicated time. Ross's offers other amenities. On a lazy summer day or evening, it's good to sit in a spacious backyard. For families with kids and dogs, there are swings and places to run and to play a bit of basketball. Trefoletti adds that with newer highways bypassing New Scotland Road, Ross's has become a deliberate destination rather than a, look, let's stop here place. For decades, carloads of city people traveling to and from Thatcher Park stopped either at Ross's or Tollgate Ice Cream, which sits down the road a piece at the site of the original tollgate, which was demolished in 1908.
The local people would get together and build a section of road and, you know, charge people a toll for it every few miles. And the toll road was only here a few years, actually, because shortly after that they started making asphalt and So, all the old wooden roads got paved.
The mile marker and its moniker, preserved in an old photograph, provided the name. Zoutner's Tollgate Ice Cream business has been family-owned since it began serving up ice cream in 1949.
The place hasn't changed a whole lot. We have some older pictures that show cars from the 1950s parked in the front parking lot, and basically it looks about the same today, except for the cars are a little more modern. Summertime and ice cream, they go together, of course. You get a lot of families. You know, we have people that stop in all the time, older people, and they say, we used to come here. My parents used to bring us here, or my grandparents used to bring us here. So now they bring their kids and grandchildren. We were very popular back in the 50s and 60s of kind of the teenage hangout. A lot of kids would work here after school. A lot of kids wash dishes and scoop cones, and we get all kinds of people stopping and saying, I used to work here years ago. I'm glad you're still here.
There are pictures in a slideshow at wamc.org. Many other stands and shacks are opening for the season. There's a partial list at wamc.org and plenty of room in the comments section for you to sprinkle in your favorite seasonal ice cream destination. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.